Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, is on a mission to revolutionize the agriculture sector. Stick around to find out how on today's program. I'm Njui James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
Wondering if your passport is ready for pickup? Visit PICA's website at pica.gov.jm to check on the status of your passport application. All you need is the application ID on your receipt and your date of birth. It's that easy. This service is available to local applicants only. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
The Rural Agricultural Development Authority says it is committed to transforming the sector with the adoption and use of new and modern technologies. Chief Executive Officer of RADA Lenworth Fulton says after 25 years of working with the nation's 230,000 registered farmers, the time has come for the agency to explore new technologies to improve the livelihood of players in the sector.
Among the strategies to do that include exemplary project and program. RADA is collaborating with the Commonwealth of Learning to improve the livelihood of farmers through lifelong learning for Jamaican farmers, and this will be done through the use of interactive voice messages, question and answer format of an information transfer to our farmers.
He points out that as part of the mission to train local farmers, RADA officers have undergone extensive overseas training.
Another notable collaboration is also with CABI, Plantwise Program for Jamaica, where selected RADA technical staff was trained as plant doctors and engaged in the trainer program with an ultimate aim to provide pest identification services for farmers.
The Agriculture Ministry says as part of the effort to reach as many farmers as possible, RADA's complement of extension officers has been increased from 60 to 98, and there is ongoing training and recertification of staff in advanced farmer field schools and train the trainers programs. Mr. Fulton is praising the farmers of Trelawney for increasing tuber production by 3.1% despite the severe drought which has been affecting sections of the country.
The farmers of Trelawney showed resilience with big increases in yams, potatoes and other tubers. Based on the extended drought period affecting our farmers, this increase is commendable and we implore that it is continued.
Mr. Fulton highlights the Bee Revolving Project and the Home Economics and Social Service Unit in Trelawney as other positive developments in the parish, which have contributed to increased production and capacity building.
The Home Economic Social Service Unit in the parish also provides training and capacity building to assist in cottage industry development and agro-processing.
And Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Derek Kellyer has lauded the work of the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, which is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year. Minister Kellyer says RADA's work with the island's farmers ensured that there was a 0.5% increase in production in the sector for the April to June 2015 quarter.
You have done so amidst the very trying circumstances, including the extended drought. And so we applaud your efforts and say thanks to you for your undying commitment to ensuring the nation's food security.
And now for our proverb of the day. If you live in a glass house, don't throw stones. And this means, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Njui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.